This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Coloradans can expect to get Tabor refunds for the next few years, but the overall payouts are expected to get progressively smaller due to changes in the economy and the state's budget. Still, forecasters say refunds could reach the hundreds or thousands of dollars for some taxpayers in 2024 through 2026. The state pays Tabor refunds when it collects more in taxes than it's allowed to spend. Colorado lawmakers are moving forward with resiliency standards for homes at risk of wildfires, a bill that would lead to statewide building codes passed its first committee Thursday on a party-line vote. Democratic State Senator Tony Exum was a firefighter in Colorado Springs for 35 years. He said fire-resistant homes do burn in bad fires, but more slowly.
That gives firefighters a chance and more time to make a calculated risk on savable lives and savable property.
The bill would set up a wildfire resiliency code board. Opponents argue the idea infringes on the authority of local governments. Some people are celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Colorado by establishing a memorial in Leadville dedicated to mostly Irish immigrants. The site's large bronze statue recognizes the unmarked, sunken graves of nearly 2,000 Irish mine workers. Lisa Switzer is the president of the Irish Network.
It's grown to a life-size person who has his own personality in his own way, even though he's in bronze. We are going to, in September, unveil the final project and the larger elements.
Switzer says the goal is to lift up both Colorado and Irish history. This is CPR News.